Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cutting Edge, new stories of mystery and crime by women writers, edited by Joyce Carol Oates, read by Exie Sands. Introduction. Female Noir. In the old days, all werewolves were male. Margaret Atwood. Is there a distinctive female noir? Is there, as some have argued, a distinctive female voice, differing essentially from the male voice? Neuroanatomists have revealed that the female and male brains of Homo sapiens differ significantly, though not in ways that clearly pinpoint distinctive behavior, and without reference to superior intelligence, talent, or traits of personality. In other words, there are neuroanatomical differences in female and male beings, as there are obvious physiological differences between the sexes. But these differences are modulated by countless other factors: genetic inheritance, familial upbringing, education, culture, environment. It has been noted that noir isn't a specific subject matter, but rather a sort of dark music, a sensibility, a tone, an atmosphere. The stark, stoic melancholy of Edward Hopper's Nighthawks, solitary, shadowed objects in the paintings of De Chirico, not the bland, flat surfaces of Sunshine, but the tonal drama of Chiaroscuro. The music of Robert Johnson, Billie Holiday, Lena Horne, Nina Simone, Miles Davis's soundtrack for the French film Elevator to the Gallows, dark eroticism of the poetry of Sylvia Plath fusing desire, sexual rage, unspeakable longing, emotions on wet roads on autumn nights.